The Guardian.
From the Lake District to the Hillsborough Viaduct. From a long-demolished power station to a quarry to a church in Manchester. I'm looking at a book of photographs by the British photographer John Davis, who was nominated this year for the Deutsche Börse Photography Prize for the photographs that are in this book. He didn't win, but he should have done. I like looking at photographs in books almost as much as on the gallery wall. Their qualities and scale are a bit different, but with the book on one's table, one can enter it in a different way. And because most of Davis's photographs are in black and white, one enters them slightly differently from the way in which one does a colour image. You inhabit them, or they inhabit you differently. Enormously detailed, though they are Davis's photographs, there's something you can never quite capture about them. There's something that's always fleeting and escaping you. A bend on the River Mersey at Widnes. Power station in Snowdonia. The photograph that is really shouting out to me today to look at. Come look at this vast landscape. It's a cityscape, the Trafford Centre in Manchester. But what a bizarre place it is. In the middle of the photograph is a roundabout with a few coniferous trees in the middle, and amongst the trees what look like Neolithic standing stones. It could almost be Stonehenge or Avebury. And around these grouped stones, amongst which one might imagine druids blowing into trumpets, I don't know, sacrificial maidens being led to one of the standing stones, around them is a circle of traffic lights. And around the traffic lights, on the edge of this circle that might have been drawn around the bottom of a town planner's mug, are the rhomboids, the arrows, and the shunted grids of the traffic signs. And swirling around it all, of course, the traffic itself. And beyond this strange conglomeration of signage and fake landscape are the grids of the parking lots, the covered walkways, strange neo-classical follies, and dominating over on the right in the distance a dome catching the sunlight, a huge dome. It could be St. Paul's Cathedral or St. Peter's in Rome. And it is in fact based on St. Peter's at the middle of the shopping centre. All under a sunny sky with a few banal little clouds. In the distance, low hills, the city sprawling away almost to the horizon. The bizarre thing is there's almost nobody here. However busy this cityscape is and all the traffic and cars, there's almost no one here. I want to get out a magnifying glass. Rub my nose in this. I mean, where are they? Although the sunlight does fall on a driver who's just crossing the traffic box below us. Davis often photographs from a sort of elevated position, and he's obviously at a window or on a balcony of a building overlooking the roundabout. It's not a kind of godlike view. It's a kind of distanced view. One of the things I like about his photographs is their lack of expression. They take things plainly. He's not trying to laugh at the world or dramatise it particularly. There's something unemotional about the way he looks at the world. You can't pretend the photographer's not there. We are looking over his shoulder. It's as if he's taken us by the shoulder and say, look at this. The world straight on, head on. And what a world it is. Often in these photographs, the quarries and the 19th century viaducts, crossing canals and polluted rivers, he's showing us often places that are in some awful accident of history. The 19th and the 20th century colliding horribly. Accidents of geography and history and palimpsests of nature, farmland, brownfield sites and greenfield sites. Places that the landscape has entirely disappeared under concrete and tarmac, only to make this ridiculous reappearance on the traffic island, where classical maidens will frolic amidst the traffic under what are a kind of garden centre's idea of what Mediterranean cypress trees should look like, sculpted little grove. The stones are probably made of concrete. They weren't dragged halfway across the British Isles like the ones at Stonehenge. They're probably made of fibreglass, who knows? The lights are changing on the roundabout, and we should leave.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.